Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a good morning, everybody. It's John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm ready to go. I hope you are. Because I plan on a very entertaining, engaging morning. So be ready for it. Hopefully, you will be a part of all the festivities all morning long. Because I'm really looking forward to it. I got plenty of energy, excitement coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I will not give it away, but later on in the show, I'm going to tell you why I thought I'd have a chance to bump into Anthony Pierno this week, our fine producer of the John Kincaid Show. Thought I'd get to see him this week because I will be coming into New York City, right into Manhattan. But it appears that Anthony may be dodging me. You never ever know. Could be dodging me. Anthony, did you miss my text last night?
Yes, I did not get your text message.
You didn't.
No,
I don't think you. I don't think you.
I would have answered you. I wouldn't.
You
have
always
ignored
answer.
You
always answer me. I found like four texts this morning that for some reason there must have been an outage or something didn't send.
Why are you coming to New York?
I will tell you a little bit later on in the show, and I have a feeling. Hopefully, you won't dodge me because you see, I thought you were dodging me.
Was that what the text message was about?
Yes,
coming.
Okay. Like, I said, I'm coming into Manhattan, and I will be there Tuesday and a little bit of Wednesday morning. Tuesday and a little bit of Wednesday morning. Maybe come by the offices, shake things up. Come by the studios on Tuesday. I don't know. I haven't decided. Do you work Tuesday?
Tuesday morning, so I will be available Tuesday night.
I don't have to be back till Wednesday night to work. Well, here's the key. I am not available Tuesday night. That is all I'm going to tell you. The reason I'm coming to New York
is because you're doing something on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, I will not be available, and maybe we'll see if we can get into some of that a little bit later on. So we're going to have a good time today, and hopefully you will be a part of the show all morning long. Brian McKeon running the board this morning. McKeon, did you get a promotion or what?
I did not actually. They're just giving me morning shifts now to make me more tired. Test my will.
No, that's a promotion. You're working overnights. Usually, right?
Correct.
So doesn't it help or does this not help?
This is worse for me. I'm so tired.
Why is this worse, being on the John Kincaid Show? Well, I'm thinking this is like, you know, this is, by the way, this has been a stepping stone for many in our industry. I'm just letting you know.
Being on the show itself is not worse. It's just the fact that I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be here.
Okay. Gotta make... Anthony, help him along, would you? Help McKeon along this morning as we get ready for a great day. Lots of interaction coming your way, and I hope that you will be a part of it all morning long. Let me start with this. I have said to you many times before, and I'll say it again, I am the worst judge of character. You cannot find anyone in this country, and my bride would attest to it. My wife constantly tells me, we go into a social setting, and honestly, if Christina could dig a moat around our house, fill it with alligators, and have a bridge that she just drops down for people that she likes, and then pulls up the rest of the time, she'd be totally thrilled. Me, I could get into a lifelong conversation with the lady at CBS. It fascinates my wife. She's like, you just engage everyone. And my wife is very loving and engaging to people that she actually likes. And she's just pleasant with other people. And she comes and goes. Totally different people, husband and wife. But one thing is sure. When we enter a social situation, if we both meet somebody for the first time, invariably, when we get in the car after the event, hey, what'd you think of Bill Smith? I really dug him. And Christine will look at me and go, oh, I think he's a jerk. I don't think he's good at all. I didn't get that vibe at all. Invariably, the two of us meet somebody and the opinions that we come away with definitely differ. Sometimes polar opposites. Sometimes we just differ. I remember discussing Jameis Winston with my wife before the draft. Because Jameis Winston was a big enough of a sports character that my wife knew who he was and knew of all the controversy that surrounded him. And of course, if you listen to this show or you followed me on social media or whatever, you know that I went all in. I mean, I dove in the deep end with Jameis Winston. And I'm not talking about his football abilities. But I was saying to people, okay, give the young man the benefit of the doubt. And as last season even went on, and the controversy started to erupt about a potential problem that occurred with an Uber driver, I said to people, look, there's nothing to see here. They've looked into this. There's nothing to see here. Why are you people continuing to do this? You're judging him on things he did as a young man where he made some serious mistakes. And I would say this. If you are a young adult or you a middle-aged adult like I am, or you're even older, you would not want to sit for a DVD of your worst moments in life when you were under the age of 21. You would not want to sit for that. Let's see. Mine would include being a thief in first grade from the 7-Eleven in Broomall, where I stole Gold Rush gum and my father found it, asked me where I got it. I had to explain because I'm a lousy liar. So I had to explain that I stole the gum. My dad proceeded to bring me to the 7-Eleven, made me walk the gum back in, hand it back, and tell the manager that my dad said he could call the cops to come and arrest me. And then when the guy declined and I went back out to my car, my dad then drove me to the Marple Police Department and sat me outside where you would go into the police department and turn yourself in as I was wailing, crying. Let's just say sticky fingers was not a problem from that point on. Sounds awful. I wouldn't do it to my own child, but I got to say my dad of a different generation taught me a lesson. I learned. Mine would also include cheating on a test in ninth grade by pinning test answers inside my tie, which was so stupid because I'd been an A student for the first half of the year, didn't study for a test in the third quarter because the NFL playoffs were going on, true story, and I didn't study for a test. I think, I forget what the whole situation was or why I didn't study, but I was so concerned about keeping an A average. I knew the material, but I didn't know it that well. So I decided to cheat to be able to sustain an A. Stupid. Mr. Carey, I don't know if Ed Carey is still alive. They called him Easy Ed. He was such a good man and a good teacher too. And Easy Ed gave me a zero, but he always allowed you to drop your lowest test grade. And when I told him I was dropping my lowest test grade, he looked at me like, really? You're going to do that? You're going to avoid a penalty here by... And I did. I dropped my lowest test grade. But I learned. We all learn lessons. Jameis Winston obviously hasn't learned a thing. And now it appears there is a huge conspiracy of lying that went on about the incident. And of course, you people, if you listen to me, we're getting told there's nothing to see here. back this guy up. You people who are criticizing Jameis, you're idiots. Why are you being so rough on him? He's been nothing but a solid citizen in Tampa. I raise my hand again, and I ask you to tolerate me for another day, because I am an idiot. I'm a fool. I get fooled by people. I buy into people. A sly smile like Jameis has can win me over every time. A charming guy can talk me into believing that they're a good person. I absolutely get fooled constantly. And I should know better by now. All this beautiful gray hair that just looks awesome, by the way. Salt and pepper, it's awesome. All of it on my head was earned. With that is supposed to mean wisdom. And with me, it means nothing, but I'm on my way to being an old fool. Because as I read the details of why the NFL is reportedly about to suspend Jameis Winston for 3 games, I'm a fool. Because once again, I assumed that I knew Jameis Winston, that I could look at his face, hear his words, see that smile, hear an interview, and go, you know what, man, that kid's got his life straightened out. He's doing the right things. And the fact that it appears other people in the car with him were lying on his behalf. And by the way, I believe there's an NFL player in that group, and I believe there's an NFL player that may or may not play for my favorite team. And I believe if I found out, and on the NFL, that another player was in the car and potentially lied, if that hypothetical situation came up, I'd suspend that guy too. So I ask you this morning, you may suffer from it too. I'm a fool. And I'm a fool for a sob story. I'm a fool for redemption. And I actually believe that a leopard can change their spots. And my mom, my wife, and others in my life for years have tried to tell me, why do you keep giving people the benefit of the doubt? You do nothing but make errors when you do. I'm like, aren't I supposed to? Isn't that what I'm told at church? But the more I do it, the more I think I'm just flat out stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.